work on the Flanagan South Pipeline in our area has been underway for a few weeks. Will you tell me a little bit about where we're at and how that's progressing?
Yeah, it's very exciting. I was out in Warrensburg just last week, actually, at the central office that we have located there. That office is about center with regard to the whole 600 miles of the route. And so in addition to the operations that are taking place right there in your area, there's responsibility out of those offices for the entire pipeline, too. So lots of people out there, lots of workers. The, you know, cleaning and grading of the right-of-way has begun. Some of the stringing of the pipe has begun. Welding is going to kick off here on the 10th. So next week, the welding will actually start in your area. So, you know, the entire route is divided into four different spreads, and spread three starts right in your area. And so the welding will start in that area on the 10th and start to move south toward the Kansas border.
And people who live in the area and happen to drive by or walk around the pipeline, what kinds of things are they seeing right now? Are they seeing, like, actual physical structures?
Well, the public can start to see, and they're starting to see pipeline being moved from the pipe yards out to the right-of-way. Typically, it's going on semis that will take 2 to 3 80-foot joints of pipe out to the right-of-way. That pipe is then, they refer to it as stringing, so it is strung along the pipeline route right along the ditch line of where the pipeline is going to lay. And then, as they say, next week, starting on the 10th, you'll start to see welders. Now, some of those might be able to be seen from the road, depending on how close the right-of-way might be to individual roads. But right now, it's more the transportation of the pipe that people are likely to see, and we certainly ask people to be mindful of that. We have safety stand-downs within our own work sites so that they're understanding, you know, that school is starting, there are a lot of people on the road, et cetera, and so to be mindful of the traffic in the area. And then we certainly ask the general public to make sure that they're aware that there's just additional equipment that's moving around out there and to be mindful of that.
Can you give me a timeline for when the work on the pipeline may be completed and what it's going to do, the number of gallons that are going to be go through it once it's completed?
Sure. So we're anticipating that construction of the entire line will be done in early spring 2014, and the line will be operational by mid-2014. And once operational, the Flanagan South line will have approximately 600,000 barrels of oil that will go through it. We are building adjacent to an existing pipeline that Enbridge owns called the Spearhead Pipeline. The combination of those two lines will have roughly 775,000 barrels of oil that will be going through it. So once we're operational mid-2014, there will be a lot of supply of oil going down to refineries in the Gulf Coast region.
Will you remind me where this pipeline originates?
Sure. The pipeline originates just outside of Pontiac, Illinois, in an area called the Flanagan Terminal, which Enbridge owns, and then it terminates down in Cushing, Oklahoma. And once it gets down to Cushing, it can be connected to other pipelines going south down to the Gulf region.
Well, Kevin, do you have anything you'd like to add or anything else you think we should touch on?
I think it's just, it's been, as I say, it was really exciting last week to be in Warrensburg and see all the activity. I had the opportunity to meet with the chamber and some other businesses there, and it sounds as though the number of workers coming into that area is certainly having an impact in all the counties up and down the line, and that's exciting to see. The workers are thrilled to be there, and it's very exciting that the project is underway.